Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh, it was just last week on the crossover, I think we were wondering when the next 30 for 30 was going to be. Right, after it came up after OJ died.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Charles for the heads up on this on the Equitable Bank inbox.
I've seen this floating around today.
Yeah, so this has been officially announced now by ESPN. They are greenlighting a Stuart Scott 30 for 30. I'm interested.
That'll be good. You'll get a lot of ESPN people to talk. And
indeed.
And
they can talk about how much they hate ESPN, but love Stuart Scott.
Love Stuart Scott. And, you know, there was quite a bit of backlash from the suits at ESPN over Stuart Scott's style when he started.
Indeed. Indeed. So there'll be a conversation about that for sure. It's currently in production. The film tells the story of the trailblazing broadcaster who shattered preconceived notions on how on-air figures were expected to look, talk, act, think, and in the process helped bring hip-hop and black culture into sports media mainstream. Scott entered the sports journalism world determined to remain authentic and quickly established himself as a force to be reckoned with. He drew admirers and critics for his unique style, enlivening his broadcasts with references to hip-hop and other black cultural touchstones. There you go.
Debut this one in the summer after the ESPYs or something like that?
After the College World Series, every game. Carl Ravage says, let me send it over to the Stuart Scott 30 for 30. Wait, all that was actually right, so that wouldn't have been what he said. I mean, it's...
Yeah, going with what you're given.
That's all. Adrian Martinez is the quarterback of the Birmingham Stallions, Josh.
People forget.
We at this show deeply care about the UFL and all things UFL, so I'm sure we're all watching over the weekend when Adrian Martinez went 18 for 28 for 334 yards and 2 touchdowns, along with 5 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown, as the Birmingham
office.
Stallions beat the Memphis Showboats. I'm sure you are watching. I'm sure you care. But I did see a lot of people afterwards saying, yes, Adrian, yes, we love him. We love him. We love him. He's so great, and he's one of us.
Birmingham's 3-0, only undefeated team in the league.
So Adrian, I think, started as the backup, and the other guy got hurt. I mean, he basically Wally-pipped the other guy. I don't know who it was.
I believe this is correct, yes.
Yeah, so he's. I think Adrian's the guy now. Or at least he should be after doing that. He was really good. I saw the highlights. I mean, made some really tough throws, couple classic Adrian runs. It was vintage Adrian Martinez. So I have these questions for you. I'd like to confront you with something, Husker fans. First of all, why are you so obsessed? Why are you so obsessed with Adrian Martinez?
Matt Corral, the other quarterback.
I think I know the answer to why are you so obsessed with Adrian Martinez. And I'm going to explain it to you. And I want to hear it from you too. I want you to admit something to me. All right. Now this is all revisionist history, but I was saying it the entire time and I was yelled at. All right. Here's what I think. Why we love Adrian Martinez so much, and why we, maybe if we don't love Adrian Martinez so much, at least we care about his day-to-day doings. Oh, man, he got cut by the Lions. Oh, he's going to go be the backup quarterback in the Birmingham Stallions. Oh, he's going to be the starting quarterback. Like, all that stuff was in our purview around here. And I think I know why. But it would take an admission of some sort by you all. So let's see if you're man enough to do it. Because you're obsessed with him because you know that he was full of untapped potential, wasted by a bad head coach and lack of playmakers around him. And so I ask you this, are you ready to admit you were wrong about Adrian Martinez and that it wasn't all his fault and that it was the head coach's fault? Or, I mean, it all falls on the head coach eventually, but both the head coach and his lack of ability to put people around him and put Adrian in a position to have success. Various different plans with the offense and all, how it all fell on him in his sophomore year in 2019. Because I thought it was all his fault. At least that's what I was told. Adrian can't do this. Adrian can't do that. He's just bad. They have to bench him. They have to put in Poop McCaffrey, who also was not a quarterback. That was just what I called him at the time when he was playing quarterback. He's actually a pretty good player, it turns out. Just not a quarterback. We have to do anything else, but don't play Adrian Martinez. Are you ready to admit that you were wrong and that he was indeed full of untapped potential, unrealized by a horrible head coach and his lack of plan and his lack of awareness and his lack of putting things around him and all of the other things with Scott Frost? Would you like to admit it?
No, I think this is spot-on analysis by you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to admit it? Let's see. Let's see what we have from the text line. Swift says, I'm with you, Hat, but I think I was one of the few in Adrian's corner. Okay. If you're with me in Adrian's corner, then you shoulder none of the blame in this conversation, and you are exempt. Thank you.
It's okay to be honest. It's okay to be honest.
It's okay to be honest. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. This doesn't do anything. I'm not counting against you. In fact, I will give you points if you say, you know what?
I was mad that he went to K-State.
You know what? You, like, if you tell me right now, you know what? You're right. I put everything on his shoulders. It didn't deserve to be. It, in hindsight, turns out that the head coach during that time, who I defended staunchly, just sucked. It's great. Now is the time.
Yep.
Now is the time to admit it. Here is from Chris in Montana.
Hello, Chris.
I never blame Adrian for 1 minute. Frost and Mario were knuckleheads and blew an opportunity with a potentially generational quarterback. That seems maybe a little strong, yeah. But I think he could have been a really good player in college. Jeff says on answering the question, why are we so obsessed with him? It's what could have and should have been held back by coaching and talent. Okay, if that's the reason why, then I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that is the he's become somewhat of a, like, he's kind of a household name. And now I find it interesting that people are just like taking responsibility. It's like, yeah, he's a Husker. He was always a Husker. And he played at K-State that 1 year, and I don't know, like, if, I don't know. We have a very interesting relationship with that guy in particular.
A lot of revisionist history going on.
Everybody agreed unanimously that he's a great kid, and he'd tell you the truth, and like super responsible for his actions, and like was probably way more of an adult than his head coach. Whether it was during his career or after his career, there's been no dirty laundry aired on Adrian Martinez. Like, it's all good stuff from his camp. And that was the preeminent argument during the Scott Frost, Adrian Martinez era. Whose fault is it? Is it Scott Frost or is it Adrian Martinez's? Or I mean, obviously it's a combination of both. Guy's got to be able to make the throws. Whatever it is, but I think we could all admit now that we're post Adrian Martinez, and now he's having some success at the professional ranks, although at the, you know, not the NFL level, that maybe you could admit that he was not necessarily put in the best position by the coaching staff that he has here. And in that regard, like, this is why I still have an attachment to him. It's because I feel bad for him. I feel really bad for him. I feel bad that he had to waste his entire college career without a plan. I feel bad that he looked like, and like he could have been one of Nebraska's most dynamic quarterback and a perfect fit offensively for him. Had a great freshman year and never got better. I feel horrible about that. Like, I feel it weirdly, like, almost responsible for that in some weird way, shape, or form.
He hung around through a lot of crap.
He did. He got a lot of the crap hurled and slung at him. He broke his jaw. He played with his jaw wired shut.
People forget.
That was crazy. The coach said he had lupus. He didn't have that. he just broke his jaw. That's all. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
I think you are correct, but it's also because Adrian is such a good person. I think that factors into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That also factors into the idea that I just feel bad for him. And so we're like, my natural human response here is, wow, I'm so happy for you. Like, I am so happy that you were not permanently ruined by your experience at Nebraska. When it seemed like for a little bit at his time at K-State, he kind of was permanently ruined by his time in Nebraska. Oh boy, Josh, don't look at your other computer right now.
Oh,
that is not good.
Oh my, look at that.
Wow. That is a sad smiley face on Mr. Next Gen here.
somebody's doing something to fix it.
I don't think you know that. I don't think we could take a break right now, even if we wanted to.
No.
Awesome. Great. Jasker Todd writes in.
Hi, Jasker Todd.
All right, so this is the first I've heard from the other side, I think. The coaches didn't fumble the football. Great kid, limited on what was around him, but he still made mistakes. No doubt about it. Like, he still made mistakes. Coaches didn't fumble the football for him. But I think we could all agree now in the aftermath of that entire thing, as we've seen it all play out, and we've seen where some of those people have ended up and what they've done, like, that kind of tells the story of it. And at the very least, there was a lot left on the table that could have been accomplished during his college career that just wasn't. I mean, he literally got worse as a football player. Like, and that should be every college kid's experience. Like, you go to college and whatever you are, that'll reveal itself right at the beginning. And then you come out in 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is, and you are a better player, you are a better person, you are more prepared for whether you're going to continue your football career or life. Like, you're just in a better position. I don't feel like that happened at the end of Adrian's time in Nebraska. I felt like he was beat up. I feel like he was, chewed up and spit out by Nebraskans and Nebraska football fans in particular. And there was a lot of different things that went into that idea, and he didn't get better as a player. I feel bad. Like, I feel bad about his college experience.
That's
why I always have this kind of like, oh man, I hope he does good.
I remember the word traitor being thrown around quite a bit when he went to Manhattan.
Traitor Adrian. John emails in on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, John.
Yes, please, more piling on that horrible, miserable coach in person, Scott Frost. I will never stop. That's true, John. Whenever we do end up talking about Scott Frost, you're always right there, just waiting. All right, let's check the YouTube comments here. Here we go. Theo says, bingo. Problem was Verduzco and Frost. Media pointed fingers at 9 a.m., not just the fans. Yeah, sure. Yeah, the media did too. I want to make my position clear. I never felt like the coaching staff put him in a good enough position. But obviously things were, like, game by game, yeah, you got to make the throws, and the coaches don't fumble the football for you. Like, there is really easy, basic stuff that you're not doing here and that you need to get better at. But when it comes to that, and you see a guy get worse week by week, you're like, well, whose fault is that? I know it's not because he's not working hard. I know that's not it.
We saw that.
We saw that. I know it's not because he doesn't care. We saw that too. So what could it be? Maybe he's just not being put in a good position. Hurtin' Husker fan writes in.
Hello, Hurtin' Husker fan.
He says, is this even a hot take? I don't know. Maybe I'm a weird hybrid, but I definitely had out on Frost early And it's his fault. And Adrian had a ton of untapped potential, but I was still ready for him to go to K-State at the time. Just fatigue, maybe. He was wasted and way better than he got to show. I recommended my love for him actually listening to him on the evening show here. Recommend. I don't know if that's the right word. Maybe autocorrect there. That's right. He was the co-host of with the Jimmy Show for a while, the after-hour show for
that's
a while.
That's right.
Until he got called to play more football. All right. Well, Josh, this segment's over.
Sure is. Yep.
Don't think we could take a break.
It sure doesn't look like it.
I don't think anything would happen if you pressed F9 on the keyboard right
Should
now.
I try it?
I'm worried as to what that would do.
Mm-hmm.
Have we contacted anybody about this?
I don't know. I have not, no.
Okay. Well, maybe we should.
Okay.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, we'll get on that here.
I don't think our bosses are in the building today.
Nah, nobody works here.
But if anybody's listening, I know it's just us two doing a show, and we're just trying to do a show, but if anybody's listening, our computer, a.k.a. NextGen, is broken, and we cannot take a break until further notice, until it is fixed. So we'll just stay right here. What else is going on?
How's everybody doing today?
Yeah, I'll just take a drink of water.
Yeah.
You want to go back to South Dakota geography?
What? Yeah, I mean, we had meat left on that bone.
Yeah. Plenty of it. Plenty of it. You want to talk more about Ryan Gosling? Oh, or how about this? The Caitlin Clark part of SNL.
Sure, sure.
I like Caitlin Clark showing up. I like her when she's not playing Nebraska. That's pretty much it. I like her when she's not playing Nebraska. And I don't appreciate some of her antics while she's actually playing basketball.
Shh.
But I know that she's an awesome player and she's going to get drafted number one overall. How about the, in the WNBA draft tonight, the Fever last night, who owned the first pick in the WNBA draft tonight and will be picking Caitlin Clark with said pick, tweeted out last night, they warned us of a 22-hour warning until the draft started, which I thought, was maybe I don't know if that's tampering. I don't know what that is, but it does feel a little on the nose.
I feel like the league's at a point where, like, yeah, we don't care. We advertise at any cost that Caitlin Clark is coming to our league.
Yeah, honestly, probably where they're at. I want to take a call here in a second, but this is a good one from Chris in Montana.
Hi, Chris.
You guys probably know your commercials by heart. You could do a duet of the host coffee song. And let's see, we don't have that one anymore, but see, the problem is I don't know what we have and what we don't have at the moment. I guess we could look, let's see, what's our break supposed to be? We had a weather update. We had a
rain coming in tonight. Maybe rain tomorrow
good,
as well.
Good. That's of course brought to you by, Godfathers.
Do it.
We had Gary from Mentality. Gary here from Mentality. We had Blur Baseball.
Baseball Village.
College
is
Baseball
up
Village.
Downtown, yep. The big tailgate. You'll want to be a part of it.
See, this one, I can't tell what's in there. We had a Westwood One NFL Network update.
Oh, yeah.
We had John Higgins Weather Guard.
The
home of the rooferies.
Make the right call.
Gotta play ball. All right, there you go. That's our commercial break. Done.
Good break. Okay, we're back.
Still incapable of taking a commercial break. I once had to do this, Josh, in a past life of mine for an entire show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did not take a break.
Not a single one.
For the entire show.
I have had to do this for one commercial break, and we did reenact the commercials.
Are we doing it right now?
No. One
other time?
Yeah, one previous time in my life.
We got another request on what we should do if we don't get to take a break soon, and I will do that, but let's take a phone call.
Okay.
We're here for you guys. Here's Donnie on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Donnie! What's up, Donnie?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Obviously, got technical errors. I apologize for that.
It's not your fault.
Things don't work correctly.
Unless it's your fault, Donnie, you should apologize, Ben.
I feel bad for you. I've dealt with things very similar to that in the past, and it just kind of sucks because you know you're like, hey, I could talk forever until you have to, and then when you're forced to do it, then you're like, oh, well, maybe I didn't have that much interesting to say in the first place.
Exactly.
So
I feel every day.
So Adrian Martinez, back in 2023, my son, who was a wide receiver for the Peru State Bobcats, was luckily named to the All-State Good Works team. And so we got a trip to the Sugar Bowl to go down there because, you know, that's the only way that Nebraska fans can go to bowl games is to go to somebody else.
Nice.
And so to a person, the K-State fans down there were amazing, absolutely amazing. But until it came to Adrian Martinez, they said, you people are stupid. Why would you get rid of a quarterback this good? How jaded and how entitled are you? And these are things being said to us as Nebraska fans from K-State fans saying, why would you let this kid go?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And he played great in that first quarter, obviously. And then Alabama was Alabama, but it was to a person to be shamed like that by Kansas State fans of all people.
I'll tell you what though, Donnie, one thing here. So I was on the whole untapped potential thing and how bad Frost was and all that stuff. But at the end of 2021, that would have been his last. Yeah. Prior to 2022. At the end of 2021, I did feel like it kind of made natural sense for a split. But that was not necessarily about him. It was kind of just about the situation.
Absolutely. And now knowing what we know now and what we've finally been told about what the situation was and what the rumors were and all that, I feel horrible for the kid that he was never truly given an option to succeed to his fullest potential and to obviously see what he's doing in pro ball now. It was there. It was there all the time. It just took somebody to be a professional around him and maybe teach him the things that he didn't know. And maybe we could have, you know, gotten through this, and maybe Scott Frost would still be coach. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole nother dimension that we're diving into that I really don't want to be part of. But and in parting, I will just I'll help you with a commercial break, and I'll just check the backseat.
Thank you.
Might be back there. Don't let him cook. Backseat. That's the second verse. That's the long version. And,
nice.
But I think there's one in there too that we're supposed to be socially separating. There's some sort of thing going on in the world.
Yeah.
And a WWE world champion, Alberto Del Rio, who hasn't been with the WWE since 2009, reads books to his kids in weird voices.
You must be a stream listener, Donnie. Thank you. I appreciate it. He's got it. He's a 6A to 6B listener. We appreciate that from Donnie. Reciting all of our commercials and tell us all the things that Josh recorded like 4 years ago that are still playing on our stream.
Number 23 in a 23's old arena.
23's old arena. Number 23 in Jordan's old arena. John emails in. He says, you could tell us all the smiles as we stay 6 feet apart and as we get through this tough time, like the Pass It On commercial. Also, John says, as you know, I am of technology. Have you tried restarting the computer?
Ooh.
Unplugging it and plugging it back in.
I'm too afraid.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned
about
that.
I've also been given no direction by anyone who works.
Have you made contact with anybody?
I have reached out two separate occasions.
Okay. Is there an emergency line for this sort of thing?
I don't know.
Because we're kind of floating here.
Yeah.
The next best option might just be for you to get up and
walk around.
Just pop your head out that door and start screaming. Help! Please! That might be next. We're like the Titanic. We're like Titanic Johnson right now.
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red. let's get another phone call here since we're on the segment that may never end.
Yeah.
It's Gary on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. Hi, Gary.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Hey, Connor, one Royals fan to another Royals fan. I got a scenario that happened to me in 15 when the Royals were playing the Mets. And here's what happened, and you tell me if this has ever happened to you. I was watching the game. We're down 3-1 in the seventh or eighth inning, and my brother gives me a call and says his friend's a scout for the White Sox, just got us two tickets to game six to go watch the World Series at Kauffman Stadium in game six.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just ecstatic, jumping up and down. I'm barely watching the TV. I come back in the ninth, and it's tied 3-3, and I'm like, holy crap. They go to the extra innings and get, and the Royals win in extra innings and win the World Series. Am I excited? Yeah.
No, but you're sad. You wanted to go to game six. Yeah. Yeah. That would have been, honestly, very, very conflicted. That would be a very tough one for me. I'm not sure how I'd react to that.
To this day, I'm like, I'll never forget it. I'm just like, that could have never happened.
I think one of the things, so we went down there, and thanks for the call, Gary. I appreciate, let's talk about this, by the way. But one of the things that happened, I think I went down the next year, and I don't know, met up with maybe one of the, I don't know, however it was, or maybe we were affiliates or whatever, and they sent us a whole bunch of stuff that would have been used for game 6 and 7 of the 15 World Series.
Oh, wow.
So we got like a bunch of rally towels and, one thing I still have to this day, tucked away in a cigar box somewhere in my house, is so it doesn't get affected by the humidity, is the a ticket stub, a ticket for Game 6 of the World Series that never happened that year.
Oh wow!
I have a physical ticket that I wouldn't have used. It wouldn't have been my ticket, but I have a ticket that would have been used for that night had the Royals not come back and Lucas Duda hadn't thrown that ball completely wide and Eric Hosmer wouldn't have slid into home plate and, Christian Colon wouldn't have got like all that stuff. Now, with that being said, that's probably like for a team that hadn't won a World Series in 30 years, that's the hardest way to win a World Series. If you're a Royals fan, you're like, well, I will be going to game six and I'd be going to see one of the possible two chances. I'd be live. I'd be there in person and watch my team win the World Series. That would be insane. Very emotionally conflicted. Extremely emotionally conflicted. I do not know how I would deal with that. I think I'd probably be Do you think we could take a break? Oh. You had that look in your face like, something might be happening here.
That was me gaining enough courage to try and hit a button.
No. There ain't nothing in there,
that's
man.
That's a blank screen.
You
man.
See, like, if our robot computer is like a human, it'd be like 17 beers in right now, and you see those people, and they're walking by you, and they just have nothing in their eyes. They're dead inside. That's our computer right now. It's dead inside. There ain't nothing going on in there. It is blank. Should I turn that? Here, let's look. Take a look at this computer, and you tell me if that looks right.
There's supposed to be stuff.
See,
where it's
you
white
see this
right
stuff
here.
Right here?
Yeah.
There's supposed to be stuff in there. You see this little guy up here? He's sad. He's supposed to be happy. That's when you know it's bad. So we're working on that, theoretically. Kenneth writes in, just tuning in today, is the commercial machine broken? Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. You got it. Travis writes in, it's a segment that never ends. It goes on and on, my friends. Nice. By the way, Jimmy, after our Jimmy has reached out, he said that Adrian's going to call into the show tonight, so listen to their show afterwards. So
oh, okay.
You hear from the most polarizing quarterback in Nebraska football history. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair thing to say about Adrian? The most polarizing quarterback in Nebraska football history.
I mean, wouldn't Scott Frost be that?
As a quarterback?
Okay.
Well, Frost, I mean, it'd actually be it would be a pretty good tussle between quarterback Scott Frost and quarterback Adrian Martinez. Mm-hmm. Scott Frost was pretty polarizing at the time. Now, we looked at it afterwards, and we were like, oh, well, they split a national championship. That was pretty good. Or won a national championship, however you'd like to view it. Whatever.
Whatever your worldview be.
Yeah. whatever that situation is. We got another request on a thing to talk about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Topic alert.
This is indeed a topic alert. So I've been notified that there is a softball team that is being run by Jack Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Jack Mitchell softball experience.
So this is classic Jack, where he's like putting every ounce of effort and manpower he possibly has in his being to put together this weird thing. And so there's some names in their lineup tonight, including our boss.
Yes, our boss.
Our boss, whose name is spelled incorrectly.
A lot of people's names are spelled incorrectly.
I don't know about any of these people, many of these people athletically. It feels like just on the face, it will not be a very good team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Having met most of these people.
You have doubts.
It feels like this team will actually suck quite a bit.
Mm.
We have our friend Caleb from KLIN. We have Jack's son. That might actually be pretty good because he's like, 19 or whatever. We got Wilson Moore, who covers the Huskers for the Journal Star. We got our boss, Mark. We got Riley, used to run social media for Nebraska. Cole from KLIN and Lincoln. Guest of the show, Max Olson. Guest of the show, Jacob Bigelow. Pat Norris, equipment manager for Nebraska. JP, the PA guy for Nebraska basketball. Josh, who runs Triple B. Printing. There's a couple of names that I don't really recognize. It feels like this team will just amateur. Now, I say this as a person who sucks at slow pitch softball and will be playing slow pitch softball again starting this Thursday. I don't think this team will be very good. Now, it also depends on what kind of league you're in what division you're rolling with and the quality of competition around you. I know that they'll have a group of people who try really hard, which is a good thing. But outside of that, it feels like, you're going to have to grind, try and find a couple wins. Doubleheaders, I would assume, on Monday nights. Maybe just one. Who knows?
It's a late start for them tonight. It's like 8:30 start.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my first week is this week, too. We're supposed to start at 8:30 on Thursday, and we're supposed to have crap weather. Since this is a segment that never ends, I could just take out my phone and check the weather. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be cold on Thursday. Cold and rainy. Josh is looking around. It seems like he's been told something.
I've been told to restart a computer, but I want to restart the correct computer.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, you got to restart the right computer, and then you got to log into that computer again.
That's the second
that
challenge.
That would be a
yes.
challenge. So we're probably looking at least another, 5-10 minutes here? At the very least?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's good. We'll only be two breaks behind at that point, which is nice. And then we'll... Oh, what? Oh, here we go. There's some movement here.
I texted you. You didn't respond.
I did respond. You didn't respond.
Yeah. I have a text in from our boss, Mark. Y'all are doing great. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thanks, boss.
I appreciate that.
Good looking photo on the socials of you today, boss.
Where's he at?
It's a WFH day for him.
He's a work from home guy. Okay. He's a work from home guy today, which is fine. All right. Kenneth writes in, is a hot dog a sandwich? I don't answer those questions. Thank you. Thank you for trying.
Even when desperately reaching for content.
That's not something I talk about. I don't talk about that. Mm-mm. Not even I will sit here in silence. I don't have anything to say about that. None at all. By the way, Josh, did you happen to see Delano Banton's stat line from this weekend?
I did, Connor.
Good.
I did.
I'm glad.
An NBA record stat line.
Yeah, let me read some things to you. Oh, look, we could take a break.
Interesting. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks,
not all heroes wear capes.
That seemed kind of easy. Maybe and now really I'm starting to look at you, Josh.
Whoa.
Maybe you should have logged out and logged back into the next gen guy here.
I mean, I was afraid of touching something. Someone had remoted in.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't want to mess up their attempts to fix it.
All right. So we'll tell you about Delano's Banton stat line when we return. And we'll see how accurate you guys are on thinking of our commercial jingles in your head. Coming back on 1620 The Zone.